St. Augustine posed the question, why so much suffering? Why did our Lord have to suffer so much? Before this liturgy began today, we even had the way of the cross, which reminds us of even more than what we heard in the long gospel narrative we heard today. Jesus was scourged, condemned, mocked, battered, and again, nailed to the cross, pouring out every ounce of blood, as we see in John's gospel, that whenever his side is pierced, blood along with water come out, symbolizing that he gave all. Why did our Lord have to endure so much suffering? Why did he have to die? The answer is our sins. Christ died, suffered because of our sins. Sometimes we can make this simply kind of all the sins of the entire world. But we must realize in a very personal manner that your sins, my sins, each of us personally, individually, that our sins nailed him to the cross. Our sins are why he was scourged. Our sins are why he was mocked. It is because of our sins that he endured all of that. Yes, for the entire world, but for each of us individually. And this is important for us to remember, not because we simply remain in that space, because we must remember that we are sinners. We are sinners. We were born in sin. We are sin, sinful in our actions, down into this day. And we must remember this because then we can always call to mind the great love that Jesus had. Because then Jesus also looks upon those same executioners, the soldiers who mocked him, the high priest and the temple guards who spat in his face with compassion and love. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He forgave them their sins. He forgives us of our sins. And so today, as we commemorate our Lord's passion, as we look at the cross and venerate the cross this afternoon, we are reminded that our sins did this, but also that he died willingly for us. As St. Catherine of Siena said, it was not nails, but love that held him to the cross. Love for you, love for me, love for each and every one of us, sinners though we may be. But the hope of the resurrection also reigns over this day. In a few days' time, we will celebrate our Lord's resurrection with much joy. But I would encourage you today, as we commemorate and as you prayerfully sit in silence around our Lord's passion, to ask yourself earnestly, am I willing to part with my sin? Am I willing to do whatever it takes in order that Christ's death might truly come to life in me, and that at Easter I might live in the hope of the resurrection in all that I live, say, and do?